You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Florida sheriffs respond to a 911 call about an unstable trespassing neighbor. They find Julie Sulpizio trying to convince her neighbors to walk in front of Sulpizio back to her home. Deputies find two dead dogs outside her home. Her husband and children are not answering the door. Deputies enter the home through the back door. Husband Michael opens fire. Deputy Michael Link shot multiple times, dying later.
Nancy, Link's partner Harold Howell is also shot, but manages to escape the home and call for backup. Deputy Stefano Gargano is also shot while trying to enter the home. Inside, sheriffs find Michael Sulpizio and their two daughters, Savannah and Cheyenne, all dead of self-inflicted gunshot wounds.
Julie Sulpizio admits the family planned to lure their neighbors to the home, then kill them in an ambush.
Prosecutors have now filed notice that they intend to seek the death penalty for Sulpizio, citing five aggravating factors that a jury will have to rule on.
She's now charged with murder and seven counts of attempted murder. Ohio State Trooper Alec Callis patrolling fairgrounds when he notices a group of people trying to climb a ladder up onto raised train tracks. The group explains they're chasing their dog, Miley, down the tracks. Well, Callis offers to look for the dog himself and walks down the track with bait, a yummy bag of potato chips. Miley is initially wary of Callis, but takes him up on the chips. And the heartwarming moment where the dog, Miley, is reunited with her family, all caught on body cam. Thanks, Trooper Callis. Rescue by potato chip. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
The long-awaited trial for the man accused of killing two Indiana teenagers in 2017 is finally underway. 52-year-old Richard Allen is charged with the murders of 13-year-old Abigail Williams and 14-year-old Liberty German, whose deaths rocked the town of Delphi. If convicted, he could spend up to 130 years in prison. Prosecutors are not seeking the death penalty. Jury selection began on Monday in Fort Wayne, with jurors to be sequestered in Delphi throughout the trial. Allen was arrested in October 2022, nearly 6 years after the girls were found dead near a hiking trail. A key piece of evidence was discovered on Liberty's phone, a video and audio of a man saying, "down the hill," believed to be the killer. Allen had been interviewed early in the investigation and admitted to being on the trail the day the girls disappeared, but he was not arrested until years later when a bullet found at the crime scene was linked to his gun. His defense team had proposed an alternative theory claiming the girls were killed in a ritual by members of a white nationalist group, but the judge rejected that argument, citing a lack of evidence. The high-profile murder trial of tech consultant Nima Mameni, accused in the fatal stabbing of Cash App founder Bob Lee, is now underway, 18 months after Lee's shocking death. With more, here's Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
43-year-old Bob Lee was found gravely injured on a quiet downtown San Francisco street, pleading for help. Lee, who was serving as the CPO for MobileCoin, a cryptocurrency platform, was also a father of two. Prosecutors allege that 40-year-old Momini meticulously planned the attack following a dispute involving his younger sister Kazar, who had a friendship with Lee. According to the prosecution's case, Momini took a knife from his sister's condo, drove Lee to a secluded area, and stabbed him multiple times before fleeing the scene. Surveillance footage from that night shows Lee entering Millennium Tower, where Momini's sister resides with her husband, a well-known San Francisco plastic surgeon. Around 2 a.m., video shows both men leaving the building together and driving away in Momini's car. Roughly half an hour later, Lee was found fatally wounded in San Francisco's Rincon Hill district. At the crime scene, police recovered a knife with a 4-inch blade. Forensic tests identified Momini's DNA on the handle and Lee's blood on the blade.
Momini, who has pleaded not guilty, faces the possibility of 26 years to life in prison if convicted.
Thanks, John. Nicole Anderson, 56, lives in Randolph Township, Minnesota, with her mom. Just before 9 a.m., July 6, she tells her mom she's going for a walk to check the mail and will be right back. Half an hour later, she's still not home. Her mom reports her missing. Dakota County Sheriff searched the neighborhood with drones and dogs. No sign of Nicole. She left all her belongings and meds at home. Sheriffs interrogate Matthew Suttles, her boyfriend, and search his home, but he is ruled out as a suspect. Nicole's brother says Nicole recently chased off a man claiming to be a woodcutter. She says she found him prowling in her yard, but he has not been identified. Nicole, 5'10", 135 pounds, pixie cut blonde hair, brown eyes, last seen wearing a gray sweater, camouflage pants, and house slippers. If you have info on Nicole Anderson, please call Dakota County, Minnesota Sheriffs, 651-438-8477. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.